namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Thank you. As a father is a well-wisher of his children, you put me, the king, quite an honor of the citizens, yet one who, in God, overcarrying, by indeed. What is already grounded. One's own occupational duty. Adonai. Worshiping. Education. Of the Supreme Personality of God. Engaged in his occupational duty by force, he benefits because he can vanquish all his sinful activities in this way. This argument of the Vaimaraj Bhagavan is certainly very effective. In the Vatirasamrita Sutra 1-4, Srila Rupa Goswami says, somehow or other, one should engage in Krishna consciousness. Actually, every living being is an eternal servant of Krishna. But due to forgetfulness, a living entity engages himself as an eternal servant of Maya. As long as one is engaged in Maya service, he cannot be happy. Our Krishna conscious movement aims at engaging people in Krishna service. That will help them become free from all material contamination and sinful activity. This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 4:10, by becoming detached from material activities, we will be free from fear and anger. By austerity, one becomes purified and eligible to return home by the Godhead. The duty of the king is to rule the citizens in such a way that they can become Krishna conscious. This would be very beneficial for everyone. Unfortunately, the king or president engages people in sensual occupation instead of the Lord's service. And such activities are certainly not beneficial for everyone. King Bhagavan tries to engage Jagannath in carrying the palanquin. This is a form of sensual occupation for the king. However, if one is engaged as a palanquin carrier in the Lord's service, it is certainly beneficial. In this godless civilization, if a president engages people somehow or another in devotional service or the awakening of Krishna consciousness, he renders the very best service to the citizens. business this evening. Well, transcendental, even though the astral or the other way, the top of the show, because it is a kind of theological service. This is the constitution of the human entity, the personal plan, only to push the mass. So this is what is missing in society today, in the gospel of the world. Believers are not engaged in just in devotional services. It's a remedy also. It's a very simple remedy. Everybody's asking for more remedies and they bewildered. But this is the remedy actually. If you think there's a one who calls yourself to God's hands. Just by doing that you become satisfied with this constitution of this situated perfectly, as the tradition does. When you're situated naturally and perfectly, then automatically everything will fall in place. So the knowledge will fall in place. Everything will fall in place. You'll come to know because of this automatically. So, this is the solution. And when Paul got from Jesus, he attended Moses, he was too far out of it. And he was seen. He was on the sheriff line and he was reading the Times magazine or something like that. He was the one who was crying and shook his soul at the bottom. What could happen to that? It was the news of the people on the Times magazine. So he started to lecture on that and he met the Lieutenant Moses, the chief of police, and she launches about how to stop crying. The Times so many ways that we can show you. What he was finding in our sample, leading a very pure life, and not just a patient human. This is the sex of the rich, generally lots of crying comes from these with the people are trying to get sex right because you see a lot of crying and messy and things like that. And he said, here's the solution. He said, I've seen what we can be building in this city. That's what we can be building in it. If you can give us that building, then what we'll do is we'll be able to divide it into the community that will come from discrimination. We will try to find a vision for us. And all of that is what we'll be able to do. I just noticed this all for some time, you see the effect in the, at least in the immediate area. This is what begins to notice this effect. Of course, he didn't go prepared, he didn't get his passport. This is a guy that I see that building is to be a mark for the government for some of the things. But anyway, Paul completely gave a solution, so this is just the consciousness that answers all the questions about simply putting one in his position as a servant of Christ. He said, if you freely suspend a magnet on a piece of string, that magnet will immediately point towards a north, because of the gravitation result. When you know where the north is, immediately you know where the south and the north is from. You don't have to work out whether like all the other directions are, because you know there is north. Krishna causes us to fight back and situate the person in his own constitutional position of serving Krishna. Understanding who he is and understanding Krishna is the speaker's question to God and engaging in service. Everything else will come from that. But that is his natural constitution. So when you know who God is, Krishna, he knows him. So simple. This is God, of course, in his incarnations. But then, 33 crores of David Fathers, you don't have to worry about that. Like in India, it's generally my thought of the conception, popular conception, is changing rapidly to the place of growth. But the popular conception, so all these David Fathers, 33 crores, they're all the Supreme Personality of God, disappearing all these forms. in the refugees, but it doesn't mean in the native people themselves or the chemicals, they're actually more being that for the it's a common misunderstanding. So we learn in Christian consciousness, the Christian is super interesting to go to this person. Once you know that, you know it was not. I mean, you saw the study in the morning. So now you get everything is a clear direction because everything is situated properly. And the Jesus and the identity is situated in the constitutional position as a sovereign of Christian. Everything falls into place. He becomes peaceful naturally. This is the start of peace with everything flourishes because everything is being offered as a sacrifice to the supreme person of the body who wants to be there drinking. But it does work. El Krishna says you just clear back the chant about my glory is worshiping. If you go through that, then you practice like Bodhisattva's about it. If you go through that, so he goes down and down and then, okay, just do your prescribed duty. Like it's down the line a little bit. 3 or 4 down the line, people are not sure. So that's it. If you go through that, then just do some good work. You can't do that, you know. It is just some charity, and you should get in another way. Giving and doing some. So, Krishna's mentioning that there are different variations, so what Prabhupada is saying is true, but it's like four down the line from just spontaneous service to Krishna. It's three down the line, like 87 about it. So, this is the plan of Krishna, actually, the whole of Jesus is designed by Krishna and the whole Vanashram system. It's a built-in social system of self-realization. So even if you don't know what you're doing, you're just acting in the wrong because you have to do that. It has a purifying effect. So it's not just a social system, it's just self-realization. To watch them to go over the postures and be in. Whatever they do, sit under the wall to see if they're not like each other or something like that. Simply by doing their work, if they value properly, not being ignorant, at least the social system is like this, the social do like that. And it has a purifying effect because it's Krishna's arrangement. It's not creation, Krishna says. So he's created it, but you've got to live somehow. He's happy to simultaneously give him a progress. Give him an advancement in the show. Aryan. You know the progressive value of life, many. So like this whole system is designed by Krishna. So it's building a system of self-realization. Even without knowing what you're doing. Become purified. So, what does he really do? What does he endeavor to do? How do you become purified more? Because what is the quickest way? So, ultimately, you come to Krishna consciousness. You might as well just practice Krishna consciousness, serving Krishna, loving Krishna. From the very beginning, everything is already passed and you go up to the topmost platform by engaging directly in Krishna service. With unmotivated desires, that's the topmost platform. So, Krishna's presenting this, presenting so many other systems also for people who are still attached to other systems and can't really understand the whole picture. So, it's not okay, we need to skip the practical solution, you know, the function. This is the main soul that you're yearning to worship in the Supreme Lord. And by this, you can work out the body in one lifetime, so this is a great benediction. But if we see the picture nicely and we understand the picture nicely, and we also want to go back and get the body, and that you're not going to go. If you don't want to go, you want to. If you want to go, then find out how quickly they lose it. It becomes more interesting to see how the progressions of the shadow. We are somewhere in the progression. So you find out where you are in the progression, it's easy to make more advancements. So this is the Krishna consciousness, the topmost yoga system. Ultimately, from this point, we love Krishna. We always remember Krishna, we love Krishna. So, that's the best way to do that, to love Krishna. We love somebody because we didn't like them. We always remember them and we don't forget them, so this is the best way, instantly. If we can, if we love that instant piece of quality, it can be useful for us immediately. Engaging the one in Krishna consciousness is the present of devotion, some shamana, in devotional service. Devotional service brought the awakening of Krishna consciousness. So, Krishna consciousness is an awakening system. It's the whole process of an awakening system because Krishna consciousness is already there in the heart. You are there already. If you are at the level of your life, you can come. Krishna is there also. The relationship is already there, it's established. Now it's coming. So it has to be awakened, so the whole process is simply awakened. We're not trying to achieve something, it's already there in the heart, it's simply uncovered. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu begins with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. First cleanse is the covering, then everything is already there, everything will be revealed. So the love of Krishna is already there, it's formed in the heart of everyone, it's not we're trying to attain it. We're trying to uncover it, that's it. Then it will manifest itself automatically. I was reading something from Dr. Mota, I think he dismisses this Christmas day, the Lord's Day of Jesus Christ, as a pure devotee. And anyway, Dr. Mota is actually a very remarkable person, but read it a little bit. And it was based on the Lord's Prayer. It was the noble Jesus Christ who first said, to love God with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and love man as your brother. So if you were asked, the question is, what is your first and greatest commandment? And he said, this is our first and greatest commandment. We want you to love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength, and love thy brother with this. So this was the essence of the Christian religion. This is the greatest commandment. And this is what Prabhupada was going to teach. They would ask him, well, we are Christians, why are you coming here to teach? You're coming to teach love of God. You say you're teaching all the rules, right? Love of God. We love Jesus. Why are you coming to teach Krishna consciousness? If I said it was a love of God, I have nothing to teach. So you love Krishna, but Jesus, that's great. I have nothing to teach. But I've come to teach what you have forgotten. What is your teachings from me? I come to teach what you have forgotten. I do not wish to teach what so that's the greatest commandment of the Christian. So Bhagavan Thakur is commenting this because he grew up in the British culture and everything. So it's interesting that he analyzes his prayers because he analyzes it according to the Vaishnava Siddhanta. He relates it to the different types of verses that we have in our national books. So, Prabhupada Thakur says, he teaches to love God, not just to know about God or think about God. Love alone is the religion of the soul and consequently of the whole man. So, not just thinking. Some days, love is just thinking. Talk about God, but of the Golden Hall. He said, now the hall begins to run to things other than God. He said, follow your hall. But you must make your feelings run to the loving God. This is one of the four principles of worship, or Shantaras. So this follow your heart is a popular saying, so you follow your heart. So it's Shantaras, the English Shantaras. You're running to God. Your feelings are going somewhere, as you say, follow your heart. The fans are going somewhere, so make them go to God. And you're going to God, but you're going for because it feels you. It feels good. And this is Shantaras. Whatever makes you feel good, I say, but that's my feelings. So that's Shantaras. I'm going to God, but it's my feelings. I think it's my feelings I'm concerned about, not God's feelings. But a lot of my feelings. So that will come with Shantaras. If you understand your heart. At least you understand the soul. You're going to God because you understand the soul, because it's understanding, it's the soul that you understand as well. So that's called Shantaras. You're interested in your own feelings. So this is love God with all your heart. And he says, love God with all your mind. Do not allow yourself to be a dry thinker, but you must love. Love alone can soften the dryness of the intellect. Should read too many books. Read this one, sent over. You got the book of the shining of changing. Like the next book, I'll understand Christian this one. The whole life is that in the house becoming paranoid. So don't become just a dry thinker. And so this love will soften the dryness of the intellect. And so this is the second stage of Vaishnava development, and it's called Vasarasa. And love God with all your soul. Then he says you must perceive yourself in spiritual communication with God and receive revelations. This is called Shakiras. Now you're talking about that. What you say, God fearing. Can you be approached God in the beginning? Everyone is God fearing, that he is the Almighty, the greatest. So when that feeling of all reverential feeling of God fearing is the Almighty God. And in deity worship also, if you have too God, too much fearing, then you can't really approach God. When you go to Shingibed, when you first saw the Lord in Shingibed, then Lord in Shingibed appears as the child on his knees, not in his dream, but appears in his room, on the promontory. He's on the bottom of his bed, he's sitting there. And he's spoken to him, and one of these things that when you do my worship, there's no need to be so scared. You shouldn't be scared. You've heard of the great anxiety, and all the shame that you've heard, this is the son of all the shame, it's the most fearsome form of all. It's his burst from the pillar, he has a killer in the kitchen. And he killed the man, that's what he's a little bit pacified, a little bit. But here he hasn't killed him, it's the most angry, ferocious form. So we're hearing all these stories. Nobody worships this deity. The last people who worship this deity, both in the Shingle, they had a big flourishing town built around the deity. They had elephant processions and gorgeous worship. Now that place is a ghost town. Nobody lives there. Everything is deserted. We're hearing these stories. All the Shingle is really shaking. tolerate blaming. She can't tolerate anybody. This was the little machine that said to be joined. When you did my wash, it made me so scared. And that same person, the lovely person, the female mom. Now, surely that was out of the book, Krishna says. Krishna lives in the heart of everyone. That's the best friend, surely that. When you understand that, all that fearfulness goes away. That is not the goal. That will mind you or even angry or scary, but he's an easy loving person, like you actually want to be the best friend. And that's an experience with this or a realization when you realize that. Surely that is not the goal. Krishna says, so you know, he's your best friend. I've been looking out for you from beginning to finish. Wherever you go, he's right here, and I'm looking at him as your friend. Supply whatever you want, right? So when that feeling is there, so that it develops into your best friend, shut your eyes. So then you're approaching God with fearless service. Then he says, you must love God with all your strength or will. Each alone is the strength of man. So this is your will, is actually your strength. So if you will, with love, then all your activities will be performed. You have to do something that you want and you're willing to do it. It's coming from you, it's not coming from anyone else. So if you will, with love, then all your activities will be performed. Because this is the description of God in general. And you must love man as your brother. This fourth phase of love, which is a feeling that only your brothers, the universal brotherhood, love you, brotherhood of mankind, as people go to that. And they're all brothers, and God is the common father. So that's a very popular conception of God as your mighty father. So this is called Saras in the first stage. God is your mighty father. It's a relationship father and son, but in the Vaishnava philosophy, you can reverse ICD. You can become the father of God. No other religion you will find this. It's always God is the supreme father. And in the Vaishnava, no, you can become the father of God. You can't become Nanda Maharaj. You can become the elderly goat, and you can treat Krishna as your son. And the elderly goat is the treat Krishna as your son. They're feeding him like the mother. So this is. But God is the father. That's a little. The beginning of that science is the reflection of the real vassal of which Krishna allows to be controlled by his parents. So then he says, so bhakti is perceived as the very first development of the man in the shape of the heart, then love is perceived in the shape of mind, then is perceived in the shape of the soul, and last is in the shape of the will. But there is another stage, the fifth stage, and the highest, which the soul's conversion into a woman can taste the sweetness of an insoluble marriage with a God of love, called Madhujirasa, or conjugal relationship. This is revealed in the Vaishnava literatures. Like the Srimad Bhagavatam, nowhere else is this revealed that you can. You can have a conjugal relationship with God. You can marry God on the things that you see now. They don't marry the God is all in a relationship with God, a conjugal relationship with Krishna. So this is Srimad Bhagavatam philosophy. No one else will find this. As far as I know. So anyway, so, this will is very important, as the author has pointed out. This is actually the strength of man. It's the only strength. Because we're desiring, or we can see the desires, it's possible we can go in this conditioned state. But that desire is never going to happen unless you will it to happen. Nothing's going to happen until you will it. I don't pick up. It is more of a sample will it, otherwise it's in a state of will it. If I just have a desire to pick it up, it's in a state of it, then I will it, and it makes it happen. So this is the strength of man, the will. So we see the story of Abraham. He was finished with his will. It mentions he purposely fell down, he voluntarily gave up his practices of devotional service for the deal. It was coming from him. It was all based on ignorance. He actually chose, he made that choice to be perfection to the deal. He never lost made the choice, it was him. So he misused his will, he used it. He began to become attached to the deal. And he used his will to become detached from his empire, which was the whole universe practically. So he became detached by the power of his will. And then after all that, then again, he's chosen to become attached to the deal. He couldn't let the deal be. He ended up in the river. So in this kind of conversation with Adabrat, this we're trying to find out who is the doer. He's not a fat man, he's not a thin man, he's not this, he's not that. He's not a powerful barrier. So who is actually the doer? In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says the bewildered soul under the influence of Kaisalya thinks himself the cause of all activities, which in actuality are being carried out by the three modes of material nature. Actually, quite a few times it's mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. The jiva is not the doer, but the same is being carried out by the three modes of material nature. The embodied soul does not act, but is the cause of the soul. But then again, the reason of Acharya is actually the jiva is the doer. So, how is he the doer? Or who is the doer? If the soul is not the doer, who is the doer? It's given that if it's from practical observation, you see everybody's active, the Jesus is everybody's active. So if they're not the doer, then it must be the prime matter, because all the seconds that matter, this matter is dead. The body and all the dead matter is dead. You know, it's just material elements, eight elements. So that's what goes into the activity. And if it's not the soul who's causing the activity, it is the life in the body, then who is it? It must be the super soul. So that means the super soul is forcing the jiva to accept the body, because the jiva comes in, he forces him, and then he forces him to go through all this life and death business. It must be some leader of the super soul. It might not know what's going from my leader. It's not really so much here. So that would make God unkind and unjust. Must be pruned off. So many is that infallibility, Lord? She says, I know exactly what's your actions are. What do I do then? That doesn't do it. So, we find out that he gives us the condition to do that. He is to do it. Not the unconditioned to do it. The Jesus is a separate pure identity because he cannot touch by the same identity. Is covered by ignorance, then he needs to be intended to the world. So he instigates the activities. Achieve resilience, we face the ignorance. We're identifying as a body. All that's ignorance. But it's either in the material world, his basis is based in ignorance, which he's chosen to accept. He wants to say, but why is it here in ignorance? Because we chose ignorance. It's like in the end. He chose to be ignorant. So something that in fact in the beginning of creation, or in pre-creation, the time is the creation and then Jesus comes up and the God is there. Some manifested, those materials are not manifested. But the Jesus is there, and because there are no modes of material nature, the distant pure consciousness is industrial consciousness. So then, the Hankai person makes its appearance. So this Hankai, which is the fixation of Shankishan, and the fixation is that I'm the controller, I'm the enjoyer. And the Jesus said, yes, that's what I want. That's what I want. It's reminding. So then he adopts the Ahankara principle. Then he's covered. Of course, he wears the first covering. Already a son of India is there, forgetting Krishna the Mercy. From the very beginning of the ancient Chinese spiritual world, I'm sure that Bhikkhu was there. That means forgetting Krishna, so Krishna took that. Then the living entity can begin the service. So anyway, even in the recreations, the living entity chooses to accept that. Otherwise, he's in industrial consciousness. There's nothing else is existing at that time. The false ego makes its appearance, yes. That's what I want. I want to be controlled. So then he adopts that false ego. Once he has decided, now I'm here, that's my identity, I'm the controller. Now there's a reason for creation. Otherwise, there's no reason for creation. Certainly not for Krishna's creation. So it's own spiritual world's engine. He doesn't need to throw anything. So, like you said, the jiva, because now I want to be my identity is. And the control of the drug is another person who controls the drug. So, which is certainly how creative for this thing. Of course, it's like rolling out a carpet, the universe is. It's unfolded like a carpet. Like, when you roll out a carpet, it's not a big thing. So you don't really worry about how you're rolling out, which direction you're going. This world has the best people in the flowers and patterns of it. So the whole universe, which is where it left off in the last time of the Jesus, and they all come to begin where it left off previously. But We chose it in the beginning. We didn't have to choose it that time. We chose to be the spiritual body. It was our choice. No one else's choice. So this is why I'm looking at this is the strength of that. How we can choose, we should choose to serve Krishna every moment. Because we have the choice of every moment. But sometimes yourself, you find we're not choosing Krishna, we're choosing work. So how could you see that? That's our weakness. We're misusing that. So, so this is Abhidya, being based in Abhidya, this is the empty. This is Abhidya Rekhans. So this is Krishna's. Krishna's associate, one of his Shakti, Shakti's for Abhidya or Abhidya. But he has another Shakti called Abhidya. And that Abhidya can describe Abhidya, can describe the, that knowledge. Abhidya can describe the Abhidya, the ignorance. So then we can or choose to come under the control of Krishna's interface, knowledge given purpose, and act according to the, you know, the advice of Krishna in the Shastra. So then that becomes Krishna consciousness. So it's like it's the jiva who's covered, and this covering. His will to do things, what motivates him to do things, that's his impressions from his previous life, his previous karmas. Those impressions are coming up with. And then he says, yes, he gets that feeling of, yeah, I would like to do that, I want to do that. So then he desires to do it. So this is more or less what is causing the doer of the world is our past impressions. Because that's reminding us what we can do now. So it's the jiva, covered by his past impressions, his traumas, that actually are the doers in this material. So we can change the situation. This is the idea. By our will, we can change the situation. Adopting the process of devotional service. And when these impressions are coming from previous karmas, these desires are coming, Krishna is presenting some objects, material objects before the senses, and it reminds you of the desire you had previously. Here now the situation is pretty good, so Krishna reminds you that this is situation set up. You had this desire before, and it was good. So then you get looking at it, you know. I've become attracted to that sense of it and become in control and turn. But we don't have to listen to the dictates of the mind. But we listen to the officials, what the news says, what the sages say. We know we should be doing. We should be serving Krishna. We don't have to listen to Krishna. We don't give it attention. Prabhupada said this is the way of how we can control the mind by neglecting the mind. And these impressions are coming from previous, which are forcing us practically to hold on to this now. Instead of accepting, we neglect them. Why? Because I've got a superior nature. I've got a certain nature. I've got a certain nature. So that reaction, the karmic reaction, is coming from past, but it cannot act. Because we don't give it attention. So then it goes back into the karma bank, into the desire bank. And that's the finish of it. That's the finish of the karma cycle. It doesn't come back again. But if we entertain that desire, again it will come back. Next time. So this is when we wound up by our karma. But when we neglect it by the process of absorption and devotional service, those karmas are coming, they won't manifest. They go back in the total stop that they came from. And then people become pure and pure and pure because there's no more desires of them. You can become desires now because you're just simply desiring to serve Krishna. So this is happening at every moment. Every moment we are having sense of this presented before this sense, the senses. And we have to make a decision at every moment. So that is our will. So this is the actual strength he's talking about. Love God with all thy will. And if we will it, then we can do it. Whatever we will, Krishna will. In the fact that you want to look at all manifested to you, you will Krishna consciousness, Krishna will manifest. If you will sense gratification, Krishna will be in manifest. He dictates material energy. You, he deserves this, so he's desiring this, please manifest the situation. Krishna's controlling it and fulfilling our desires, and he's not the doer. And we are the doers because we are willing to. So Krishna's fulfilling our will. So this, like this, and the whole creation goes on, and the bondage goes up because we are misusing our will. So when we use the property, then the whole creation goes nicely. But the total creation, the first creation, we get Shambhu and Devi. Shiva and Parvati, very beginning of creation, and then they unite, and then everything is produced from that. So they're the creators of the universe, but why they create it? Because the will of Vishnu is there. So they're executing the will of Vishnu. So there's three creators, Vishnu, Shiva and Parvati, and the immediate creators. And the will of Vishnu is there, it's his desires. It's our desires that Vishnu is creating. So Krishna, we desire, but we can't create a universe for ourselves. So Krishna is creating our souls. Baba Shiva and Parvati, by their will, they're executing the will of the world. And so they're just doing their duty, nicely to Krishna, to satisfy the will. So when we have the same mentality, we simply want to satisfy the will of Krishna. We simply want to satisfy the will of Krishna. But we can do that. We make the order to rule our life and soul. We will that to this. It is the proper use of it. But we have it as well as every moment. So if we do everything for Krishna and Krishna consciousness, we will to do everything with devotion. It's for you, Krishna. So long, I've been doing this in different ways. Now I accept it with devotion and realize my mistake. Accept it. Then Krishna consciousness can be created. It's just catching the mind. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, you have the greatest enemy. In the very beginning, it's called this great sin. The mind has become lusty. So, in the very beginning, so again, in the very beginning means as soon as the thought comes into mind, the desire comes into mind. That's the beginning. So, if you said in the very beginning, you catch it. So, as soon as the mind comes in, you bring it back to the control of the self, Krishna says, wherever the mind goes, you bring it back to the control of the self. There's three functions, the mind has three functions, thinking, feeling, and willing. First, thinking will happen. Naturally. Manacharya, Vidacharya. When said self comes into my mind, Vidacharya. That means he's doing his sense design. It's coming into his mind, what's his reaction? I'm going to speak on it. That's the nature of the mind. It's just the nature of the mind. Desires will come in the mind. So that's understanding. That's the thinking sense. But before you feel for it, you should feel for the other. Before you feel for it, bring it back. In the very beginning, you should control. So when the thought comes in, it shouldn't be there. And then you bring the mind back to the control of the self, devotional service. course, the next stage would be the guilt part, if you have feelings from that guilt part. And then, you don't believe it. Of course, you're thinking, feeling, doing. And when you do it, you do it. But before I get to that stage, you think again, you catch it. Before looking in the Bible, it's the same image. It grows up the largest. Before it's like that for us, if you nip it, if you pick it, of course, then it'll stay like that. But if you leave it there, it's a blossom. So like the desire comes immediately. If you leave it, it'll feel for it, and you manifest it. So you have to catch it. So this is how we have to catch them. This is Krishna consciousness. Always bring the mind back to Krishna, Krishna consciousness, the devotion of silence. So this is for me to do, and for you to do, every individual. It's no will that's going to make it happen. Nothing else. So it's not something. I can't do, I don't want to do two different things. It's easier to wake a man who's sleeping than to wake a man who's pretending to be asleep. And you say, I won't do it. Let's do it. This is how we won't do it. We're lazy. We don't have money. I won't do it. Because of my desire still to control and enjoy. But I can do it. It's just a matter of choice. So when we learn that we just really need to choose at every moment to tell Krishna consciousness, Krishna consciousness. Then the Krishna consciousness is instant. It can be one moment, it can be another. The moment you forget Krishna is not there. The moment you learn that Krishna is there. So why not keep it always there? Living always. So anyway, That's the end of my question. Thank you, Prabhu, for today's class. When we use our will in the service of the Lord, isn't that the same as surrendering to the will of the Lord? And David Kelly, Australia. Isn't it? Yes. When we use the will in the service of the Lord, is that the same as surrendering to the will of the Lord? Yes. Same thing as surrendering to the Lord. Yes, it's exactly the same. with Simon and Lotus and says, Mamma, 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 become my devotee, worship me, serve me, offer me this. So he's given the same instructions. So when we use our will in executing this instruction, that means surrender to the Lord. We surrender to his instructions. So it's the same thing.
The nature of the soul is looking for spiritual ecstasy. Instead, being peaceful, looking for peace. So sometimes we can understand that a person who is looking for excitement is the material world, is the reflection of the nature of the soul, looking for ecstasy. But in the material world, we're looking for excitement. So as we are practicing, sometimes some devotees may tend to have the tendency to looking for some excitement-free service. So in this place, it's better to try to live on the path of goodness, to be peaceful, or to accept it, to admit that we need some excitement in our life.
Yeah, everybody has a tolerance level. So you have to live by that. Let's say the example of Arjuna. You should say you're not ready to go to the forest. You've been decided to go to the forest. You can't do it. So everybody has a tolerance level. So therefore we call it upturning in Krishna consciousness. Somehow or another you upturn your nature.
It is mentioned in the verse that the king teaches his citizens by punishing them. And Srila Prabhupada says in his purport that the duty of the king is to rule by such a way so his citizens would become Krishna conscious. And I would say this is the same with spiritual master who is supposed to help us to become Krishna conscious. And Srila Prabhupada was a king for his disciples, and he was a father, he was a spiritual master, he was a manager for his disciples. So the question is, did he ever use punishment as a way to help his disciples to become Krishna conscious?
Yes, well, have your blessings. Does it come to a point that the message stops because you just can't go on and be messing? But they have like a breaking point, and they don't want to show the mercy and want to be messing. There's no rain, so there's no food. Thank you.